What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, March 17th, 2021, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and whatever insanity will ensue therefrom. And we've got a lot to talk about today, lots of little bits of things here. And Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phones when you finally call on in, which will be in hour number two. We've got a lot of email people like going back to the older format. We're going to do an hour of news, then we're going to open up the phone lines and let you call on in and comment about current events and what's really going on out there. First of all, a happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody out there. As you can tell, I'm wearing the green here. And so there's a lot of celebrations out there. And interestingly enough, legend has it St. Patrick used the power of his faith to drive all of Ireland's snakes into the sea. It's an impressive story, but it is not true, because according to the fossil record, Ireland never had any snakes, because it is, after all, an island, and the snakes couldn't get there. Now, we actually have a species of snake out in Hawaii, which is an island, but it arrived in a cargo ship. It's called the brown tree snake, and it loves to eat the eggs of our native Hawaiian bird species, so there's a little bit of a problem there. A lot of people were out there sort of complaining over the idea of St. Patrick's Day being a super spreader event. And, you know, that their celebrations and parades and everything were going to spread COVID. But I think most people are pretty much tired of hearing that kind of stuff. Apparently, 50,000 tourists descended on Savannah for the largest celebrations in the South. So they're out there having that little bit of part. Weather's a little bit rough today. The remnants of that big storm that was over the Rockies in Wyoming and Colorado are now working along the southern states here. We're under the northern edge of the storm here. It's raining. They're expecting a little bit of thunder later on tonight. Down in Mississippi, they were reporting green skies, which is usually a warning sign that you could see tornadoes coming on up. Getting into the political news, Mitch McConnell is in the middle of a fight regarding the filibuster, what's called the legislative filibuster. And Mitch McConnell went on the floor yesterday and threatened to turn the Senate into a, quote, 100-car pileup if Democrats nuked the legislative filibuster. And, of course, if the filibuster goes away, then the Democrats are simply going to push through all of their agenda and the GOP will be effectively helpless. Now, Biden has said he supports going back to the good old-fashioned marathon talking filibuster on the Senate floor. And that might be a good thing to do, because it does require a certain effort of will and endurance to be able to pull that off. Meanwhile, Biden is playing it safe on Cuomo. He's saying that the New York governor should resign and face prosecution only if the sexual harassment probe proves the allegations. And I have absolutely no argument with that. We have seen, going all the way back to the 1990s, a lot of false allegations of harassment, groping, fondling, even rape. Innocent men were sent to prison for that. Let's see, Gary Dotson and Kathleen Crowell Webb is a case that leaps to mind. He spent 6 years in jail before she finally admitted she'd made the story up here. So, yeah, let's wait for the proof to come on in regarding Cuomo. Meanwhile, I think, again, the biggest scandal is the nursing home deaths and his handling of COVID. All righty. It turns out Cuomo and his aides circulated an open letter attacking the credibility of the first accuser, saying she was a tool of the Trump supporters. So he is really out there just, you know, trying to find some way out of the mess. And earlier today, he came on out and said that the people behind the sexual harassment allegations are all racists, which is desperation on the cusp of madness. Down in Georgia, they're moving forward with this lawsuit in Fulton County, and it does look like the judge is going to allow 30,000 potential fraudulent ballots to be analyzed by an independent expert and basically take a look at the what happened with the election. I mean, last November, this was the first time in decades that historically red Georgia supposedly went blue. So they're going to be looking at that. And if I were that judge, I'd be wearing my Kevlar undies right about now. I would be posting guards around the warehouse, and actually a fire truck around that warehouse where the ballots are currently being stored, because the people who stole the election, they are absolutely desperate, and they will do anything with a capital A to prevent this from going forward. Meanwhile, over in Michigan, a judge there ruled last week that Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's last October guidance relating to ballot signature verification was not in compliance with the law and is thus invalid. Now, the Michigan Republican Party and Allegan County Clerk Robert Gineski filed the lawsuit on November 2nd before the election against Benson and Jonathan Brader, director of the Michigan Bureau of Elections. Pardon me. The lawsuit claimed that the guidance Benson issued last October violated the Administrative Procedures Act and should be nullified. So they're going to be looking at that and go on back and see, were the signatures really valid, or were they simply administratively declared to be accurate, and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, today, the Russian embassy in Washington has rejected accusations by U.S. intelligence against Russia's alleged election meddling as groundless. Now, Joe Biden has pledged that Vladimir Putin will face repercussions for directing efforts to meddle in the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Well, you can imagine my surprise. So now they're saying the election wasn't fair and honest. Can't have it both ways there, Joe. You know, if the election was meddled in, let's go back and do a full audit in every single state of every single vote and find out what the reality was. Meanwhile, over at the Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative think tank, a specialist said that the Democrat-led election extension bill, H.R. 1, would disembowel ballot security measures. It amounts to a federal takeover of elections and is a threat to American democracy. Yeah, H.R. 1 is going to turn this country into a one-party state like the former Soviet Union. It's a bad idea. It is an attempt to literally institutionalize the means by which the Democrats stole last November's election. Meanwhile, out in the world of social media, we all know Scott Adams, creator of Dilbert, very popular strip, but apparently YouTube and Google are now censoring him for election misinformation. They're just cracking down hard on anybody who questions the legitimacy of last November's election, which I presume now will include Joe Biden for saying the Russians were messing around with it. So in his March 15th daily live stream, Scott Adams announced YouTube informed him that two of his January videos promoted false election claims and were removed. As far as Scott could tell, the videos did no such thing, and YouTube, as is usual, did not reveal specifically what Adam had done that irked the censors. Okay. A Trump supporter has come up with a video basically shaming Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, as you know, the Democrats are a party that claims to love the planet. They want to clean it up. But somebody actually taking a look at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's actual home district, they find it is just, you know, filled with litter and junk and wreckage. And it really is not very pleasant to look at. So this story is actually making it a lot of places here. Donald Trump apparently is still thinking about running again for the White House in 2024. He does, under the Constitution, have one more term left to him. And he made this odd comment that he will have a stronger feeling toward running in 2024 if Meghan Markle joined the race. Now, she would be coming in on the Democratic side. And Trump is probably figuring that despite her star power, she is going to be easy to beat. And he may be right. If you look at the audience numbers for the recent Golden Globes and the Grammy Awards, the American population is turning away from the glitterati, as it were. And they're seeking other sets of values by which to judge candidates. Now, a lot of people are saying that Trump is making fun of Markle and that Markle isn't really serious. But apparently she, you know, has been in contact with Democratic powerhouses to talk about a run in 2024. Because if you think of it, the Democrats really don't have anybody to put up there. Hillary is now unelectable. Tulsi Gabbard is opposed by the military-industrial complex. That's why they came up with Joe Biden. They literally had nobody better to come up with than Joe Biden, and that's why we got his fraudulency in the Oval Office. Okay. Now then, up in Alaska, the Republican Party there has censured Senator Lisa Murkowski. They're going to mount a primary challenge against her. They're seeking all legal means possible to make sure that she does not return to the Congress after she voted to convict Trump during the recent impeachment fiasco, which, again, we now know was based at least in part on fraudulent evidence because of that New York Times story regarding the telephone call down to Georgia and the vote fraud, which that has blown up in the New York Times face. I'm sorry, the Washington Post face, rather. Now, it may have started with the Washington Post, but the story was picked up all over the country, the Find the Fraud story, and the corporate media, desperate to attack Trump and to keep him from coming back or to get him impeached, just ran with that story over and over and over again. And it was a concerted effort to do that. And that led to a story that came on out of Glenn Greenwald, basically saying, how do big media outlets so often independently confirm each other's falsehoods? And the answer is very simple. They go to the exact same anonymous sources as the primary reporter did and say, did this really happen? And the liars will say, oh, of course it happened, really, you know. And so it gets spread all over the corporate media, which, of course, is why you're here at Republic Broadcasting, because we are somewhat more honest and accurate and fact-based in our reporting to you. Matt Taibbi has a new story out called The Soviet Rented Lips, Sovietization of the American Press. And he starts out by saying that he collects Soviet newspapers. He used to travel to Moscow's flea market every few weeks and basically grab up all the papers to study how the propaganda was being done. And now he's seeing exactly the same tactics being used here in the legacy corporate media here in the United States of America. All right, let's talk about COVID-19. It's still out there. The latest decision coming on down, this is from Hideout Now News, is that vaccine passports will be needed for international flights, but not U.S. domestic services. This is coming from Delta Airlines CEO. And so, you know, your papers are now your ticket, your passport, and there we go, your vaccine passport. So put them all together in the little pouch there and be ready to travel. Over in Italy, they're still going back and forth over the AstraZeneca vaccine. Is it causing blood clots or not? AstraZeneca is saying no, and even if it is, it's worth the risk. Boris Johnson's going to get the AstraZeneca vaccine to try and prove that it's safe. Meanwhile, Italy has launched a manslaughter investigation into this teacher who died just hours after getting the AstraZeneca jab. And they have seized batches of the vaccines, about 400,000 doses, they're going to be looking into it. According to Italian language media outlets, 57-year-old Sandro Tognati died after receiving the vaccination in his hometown of Biella Saturday afternoon. He developed a very high fever, but went to bed anyway, and the next morning it was discovered he had died during the night. So there's something going on with all of these. And, you know, I've gotten a lot of emails about my getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But, you know, it's too late to have second thoughts. You know, it's there. I did have a very mild ongoing adverse reaction to it. But so far, so good. Claire has felt absolutely nothing from it. Down in Miami Beach, the mayor is out there screaming that the spring breakers have forgotten there's a pandemic. He's saying it's only going to get more crazy amid fears that the British variant is spreading across the United States of America. They're really pumping the fear pornography on this issue, trying to keep us in the masks, trying to keep us separated, trying to keep us certainly pouring our money into vaccines and masks and hospital visits and so forth and so on. Now, Josh Rogan of the Washington Post wrote an article claiming there is undisputed evidence that COVID-19 originated in the Wuhan lab, backed and funded by the United States via the NIAID headed by Fauci. And it certainly sounds very damning until you realize this is the same Washington Post that lied to us about Trump's phone call to Georgia. And frankly, I think right now the Washington Compost's credibility is in the Al-Qaeda. They're suitable for lining the birdcage with. Maybe they should change their name to the Daily Fish Wrap at this particular point. Getting on back to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they're getting ready to test their vaccine on newborns and pregnant women. This is the experimental Ad26 COV2S vaccine, and they're going to be testing it also on people whose immune systems are known to be compromised. So I wish them luck, I really do. But again, Johnson & Johnson has this very checkered past with having put out a lot of very questionable products, including some of their talcum powder products that turned out to have asbestos in them. All righty. Over 20 countries have now suspended the use of AstraZeneca vaccine. The authorities are still out there insisting, you know, the benefits outweigh the risks. So what if just a few people have, come on down to this, few people have died. I mean, you're so picky and all the rest of that. All right. Twitter is now coming in with a very fast fact check on the AstraZeneca vaccine. And at this point, all of social media seems to be putting in software filters that are scanning input, whether it's Facebook or Google or Twitter or whatever. It's basically being searched even before it gets posted. And Twitter is now fact-checking AstraZeneca vaccines and basically putting announcements on the Twitter, the tweets, that there is no link between AstraZeneca and blood clots, and the propaganda keeps on going and going. This is an interesting little story. This is out of Children's Health Defense, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s outfit. There was a data leak that came on out. And apparently back a while in December, the European Medicines Agency was the victim of a cyber attack, and more than 40 megabytes of classified information were published on the dark web. And several journalists, were sent copies of the leaks. And what they discovered in there is regulators had major concerns about Pfizer's mRNA vaccine before it was even put into use. But of course, we can't tell that to you because, you know, we want you to pay for those vaccines and, you know, money pouring on in here. Another story coming on out from Investment Watch blog, Fauci has finally clarified once and for all that the vaccine is only for treating the symptoms, not for the virus itself. And we have had the CDC come out with this saying that if you get vaccinated, doesn't mean you can't catch COVID, doesn't mean you can't pass it on. It merely reduces the symptoms. Well, there's no objective way to measure symptoms. How do you know if they would have been worse if you hadn't had the vaccine or not? Because they vary all over the place. But he was actually asked this in an interview. And, people have been deceived to think the 95% efficiency of the efficacy of the vaccine means they'll be protected. And Fauci is admitting, no, this is wrong. This whole thing's a scam from top to bottom. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show here, and once again, a reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continued support to keep on doing what they are doing. And the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, include your t-shirt size and a return address, and you will receive an official RBN t-shirt and the bragging rights that go along with it. And don't forget, the Frontsight Firearms training promo is still ongoing, and that is a real sweet deal for you supporters. supporters of the Second Amendment. Okay, we're talking here about COVID-19, and up in Maine, in the town of Paris, yes, there is a Paris, Maine, they passed a resolution opposing the mask mandate put in place by Maine's governor. And they basically they said the mask wearing order by Governor Janet Mills violates the Americans with Disabilities Act, which prohibits discrimination against people with disabilities. Now, the leader of Maine's largest people with disabilities organizations supported Mills' orders, but the Paris Select Board unanimously passed the resolution on February 22nd with all board members wearing masks. The resolution calls on the state to basically rescind the mandatory order. Meanwhile, in other health news, and again, this is the problem with the open borders that we have here, apparently 11 Ebola patients have arrived from Congo, Africa. Now, Ebola is very nasty. I mean, it comes in a variety of strains, and it goes all the way from Ebola Mayinga, which is a slate wiper, 95% lethality, all the way down to Ebola Restin, which doesn't affect humans at all. So somewhere in there is what they've got. Turning to the international news here, we mentioned yesterday, I think it was, that the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan is going to be a little tricky, because it turns out we actually have more troops in Afghanistan than had been officially admitted to the public. So Joe Biden is now out there hemming and hawing, saying it's going to be tough getting all of our troops out of Afghanistan by the 1st of May, which was a commitment that was made by Donald Trump. And of course, they're going to milk this and say, oh, Trump was unrealistic, it couldn't be done. And a Trump administration insider, Colonel Douglas McGregor, former senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense, revealed that Donald Trump shocked the U.S. military only days after the election last November by signing a presidential order calling for the withdrawal of all remaining troops by the end of the year. And the order to withdraw was met with intense pressure from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And at some point, there was a peace agreement that had been put in place that was sabotaged by the U.S. military in order to keep the war in Afghanistan going on, which has now been doing for darn close to 20 years. But, you know, that's 20 years worth of tanks, and there's that money, and there's 20 years of ammunition, and there's that money, and 20 years of rifles, and there's that money, 20 years of uniforms, and that money. It's all about the Benjamins here. Over in Myanmar, pardon me, plumes of smoke are rising over the country's biggest city. Security forces fired on unarmed protesters, bringing the death toll to more than 200. Meanwhile, protests are continuing. A powerful Buddhist group has signaled a break with the junta, which is what Western media is calling what happened. But again, for those of you not familiar with the backstory, there were allegations of major election fraud in Myanmar, and the military basically stepped on in and said, we're going to hold new elections and make sure that they're honest this time. But of course, they're being badmouthed and demonized because nobody wants to give the people the idea that the response to an obviously stolen election would be to, you know, stand up and have a protest of some kind. All right, let's see, got a little more time here. Over in Syria, top diplomats of the United States, France, Germany, and Italy, and the United Kingdom issued a joint statement challenging the legitimacy of this year's proposed presidential election in Syria, and said that it should not lead to any international normalization with the country's authorities. And they're blaming Assad for 10 years of war. Well, you know, when did Assad invade the United States or France or Germany or Italy or the United Kingdom? What's going on here is they've had 10 years of war and propaganda demonizing Assad. They don't want a new elected leader to come in, because then they have to start the process all over again to convince the American people to pour their money and the lives of their children into Syria for any longer than has already been done. We need to take another break here for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the international news. Over in Syria, their air defenses were activated in response to an alleged Israeli airstrike in the Damascus countryside in the south of the country. Apparently, several they describe as hostile projectiles were shot down. Not sure if they're missiles or drones. The attacks came around 10:30 p.m. local time Tuesday near the capital. Video footage purporting to show the air defense systems intercepting some of the missiles has circulated online. And I saw some of those whiz by here. Over in Egypt, the military demolitions in Sinai have been denounced as likely war crimes by Human Rights Watch. They're saying the practices constitute violations of international humanitarian law. And over the past 7 years in North Sinai, the Egyptian army has unlawfully evicted tens of thousands of residents, destroying their homes, farms, and livelihoods. Joe Stork, the deputy Middle East and North Africa director of the New York-based organization, said on Wednesday. And we're starting to see the furor escalate regarding the International Criminal Court, which is looking into Israeli and U.S. war crimes against the Palestinians. Israel, not surprisingly, is coming on out and attacking the institution as a bunch of Jew haters and anti-Semites. They're already saying that the court does not, in fact, have jurisdiction. They don't have standing. So what's going to happen is if the ICC does come to a ruling that war crimes were committed, we can expect both the United States and Israel to simply say, well, it doesn't really matter. They don't have jurisdiction. They don't have standing. And therefore, it doesn't really mean anything. But it will be a black eye in both countries' case. Okay, over in Yemen, the war and siege has gone on for 6 years, ever since the beginning of the U.S.-backed Saudi coalition's intervention. They're still being starved. At least 130,000 Yemeni civilians have died as a result of starvation and disease. That's more than have been killed by shells and bombs. And by the way, death by starvation is one of the worst, most painful, lingering ways that you can go. Over in Iran, their defense minister, General Amir Hatami, is saying that Iran must prepare for nuclear and chemical attacks. We're all feeling that the world is edging closer to war, and we need to remember that during the Iran-Iraq war, which was goaded into existence by the United States, Saddam Hussein frequently used chemical weapons against Iran, sometimes with U.S. support. Okay, meanwhile, we talked about Mozambique yesterday and things are going crazy there. So now U.S. Special Forces have deployed to Mozambique to train local forces to battle an insurgency in the country's north. A dozen U.S. Army Green Berets started training Mozambican Marines this week and will continue to train them for the next 2 months. So there's yet another place that U.S. forces are active. Over in North Korea, U.S. officials have arrived for security talks, and North Korea is going to carry out its first missile test since Biden came to office, primarily as a show of strength, that they do have the missiles and that they can launch them and get them where they want to go. The other day, we were talking about how Great Britain was going to increase its nuclear arsenal, number of warheads that it has, and this article coming out of Russia Today is saying Britain is punching above its weight and living in the past when it announced plans to build nuclear warheads and challenge China. And the article is saying that Great Britain is still living under the delusions that it is still the British Empire on which the sun never sets. But Britain has certainly declined, both militarily and economically. They're not the global power they once were. And yes, it is a mistake for them to be going up against China unless they are doing it as part of a larger world war linked up with, whoever else doesn't like China this week. All righty. In their first overseas trip, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin visited Tokyo, Japan, met with Japanese officials, basically promising a pushback against China's coercion and aggression in the Indo-Pacific. Remembering that China's actions in the Indo-Pacific are basically well within, you know, their sphere of influence. Meanwhile, it's the United States that's going all the way over to the other side of the Pacific Ocean to try and control the economies over there. And more propaganda going back and forth, and again, possible war with China. That would not be a good idea. China is also a nuclear power. And as if they don't have enough battles to be dealing with, the U.S. Army is announcing the launch of an updated strategy for its Arctic forces to regain Arctic dominance up there, because those polar bears are just getting totally out of line, I guess. The walruses refuse to salute the flag, or so. I don't know what's really going on here. But the strategy will encompass the Army's plans to operate in the Arctic region, including training, organizing and equipping its forces to partner with Arctic allies and secure our national interests. Now, what's really at stake here are natural resources and shipping, lines of communication across the Arctic. They're still apparently believing that Al Gore was right and the Arctic is going to be mostly ice-free and ships can cross over it, which would save them a lot of time and a lot of money as opposed to having to go much longer routes towards the south here. The other part are the natural resources. It's being discovered that there is a great deal of oil and petroleum underneath that Arctic abyssal plain. Okay. Now, the other day we were talking about this new ground-based strategic deterrent missile. It's part of a program for modernizing the American nuclear stockpile. This $100 billion missile is expected to replace nuclear missiles, which have been operational since the 1960s. Yes, they're getting a little old out there. There was a refurbishment program, I believe, in the 90s. Where they basically took them apart and replaced the gaskets and re-refined the fissile material. But the new weapon under development will travel nearly 10,000 kilometers, carrying a warhead over 20 times more powerful than the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima, and the Air Force is reportedly planning to order 600 of them. Now, that's not such a big deal when you remember that the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima was only between 10 and 15 kilotons. So these are not megaton city busters. They're more tactical missiles. But they are going to get 600 of them for the Air Force. Interesting story has come on out. This is from riggedgames.blog. Not too long ago, back in 2019, there was a coup in the South American country of Bolivia, and democratically elected President Evo Morales was forced to flee. Well, there's been a leak from the British Foreign Office, and it shows Britain saw the new military-backed regime, which killed 18 protesters, as an opportunity to open up Bolivia's lithium deposits to British firms. So, in this case, it's all about the white gold. Lithium, of course, being a very important metal in today's global economy. All righty, getting on to the economic news. Today's the day, in theory, many Americans will get $1,400 in COVID-19 relief deposited into their bank accounts. And if you are wondering why it took the banks, until today to get this, well, apparently the banks were expecting that people were going to be writing checks based on those stimulus checks, and they would bounce. And each bank makes around $5 million every day on overdraft fees. Plus, if they have that money just sitting there as part of their capital requirements, I mean, it's accruing interest somewhere. So, yeah, they're making money off of your money. This is a very scary story here, and this actually came no less from CNN. The latest round of stimulus payments may hit a snag, and that is because private debt collectors with unpaid credit card or medical bills for which a company has obtained a judgment against the debtor might see those stimulus checks grabbed from the bank accounts. And that would prevent those in need from getting the emergency cash. There is really one and only one way to fix this economy, and that is a modern jubilee, which is a total forgiveness of all debts. And the other component to fixing this economy is a return to value-based currency as opposed to this imaginary money created out of thin air and then loaned at interest into circulation. Those are the things which have really brought down this nation. By the way, get ready for expensive gasoline this summer. We're already seeing gasoline prices go up. And you've probably noticed during the summer travel season, fuel prices always go up anyway because the gas companies know, you know, you're committed to driving over and seeing grandma and auntie and uncle, and you'll pay whatever they're charging at the pump. So they actually ramp the prices up there for that summer travel season. Meanwhile, the United States has joined India and China in ramping up coal usage to pre-pandemic levels. power plants in the U.S. are expected to consume 16% more coal this year than in 2020, and another 3% on top of that in 2022. China and India also have no plans to cut back their burning of coal. And so there we are. Story out of Investment Watch blog, over $200 billion with a B in unemployment benefits may have been paid to fraudulent claims. They're not paying attention. They really aren't. It's just the money comes in, it goes out, everybody goes home happy. And apparently Joe Biden's rescue plan is going to sick the Internal Revenue Service on anyone who earns $600 in the gig economy. It used to be that you had to earn something like $2,000 before it had to be reported to the IRS as taxable revenue. That has now been lowered to $600, which in the gig economy, that's about every single job you're working here. Getting on to immigration and globalism, the White House is out there trying to avoid questioning about the situation down in the southern border. And Jen Psaki claimed that it's President Trump's fault that thousands of children are sleeping on concrete floored cages without seeing the sun for days. Well, there's a simple fix for that, Joe. Send down some carpeting and some new accommodations and, get them out where they can get into the sun. Because Trump isn't in charge anymore. You can't blame Trump for what's going on down there. The other thing the Biden administration has done is to limit what the Border Patrol can share with the media about the migrant surge there at the border. Border Patrol officials have been told to deny all media requests for ride-alongs with agents along the border. They're being referred to the White House press office to get their daily dose of lies, frauds, and deceptions. Now, Trump has come on out saying that Biden's border crisis will soon become a nightmare. They are coming in from everywhere. And we did mention yesterday that people on the terrorist watch list have been identified coming into this country through these wide open gaps in the fence down below. Have you noticed that the people who insist we don't need walls or guns are now surrounding themselves with walls and guns? Just a little something to think about there. Over in Arizona, one of the mayors there in Gila Bend, Mayor Chris Riggs, said that the Biden administration is refusing to provide any information about illegal aliens it plans to drop off in that town. What Biden is doing is a continuation of the open border policy. They're allowing these people in. They put them on buses, trains, planes, whatever, and scatter them all over the country into states that are borderline red to shift them blue. And also, it makes it much harder for any kind of an operation to round all these people up and get them deported back to their home country. Even the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, on a Fox News interview with Tucker Carlson, says that high immigration to the United States is not only bad for the United States, it is bad for the Latin American nations as well. All righty. Here's an interesting little story. There were 8 people killed in shootings at 3 Atlanta-area massage parlors. The police have captured a 21-year-old suspect. And there were 3 massage parlors that were targeted, 8 fatalities, 6 of whom were Asian women. And that led Representative Ted Lieu to hit out at Donald Trump over his use of the term Kung Flu when the pandemic first came on out, saying that people now hate the Asians and that's what led to the mass killing. Well, not exactly, because they did arrest a suspect who's basically said that, yes, he did it. And he said the problem was he is a sex addict and he was basically shooting these masseuses who had kept sort of enabling his addiction. And the shooting was not racially motivated. He was simply going after the sex workers. And it's like, sex addiction, let's face it, if we all had the ability, we'd all be sex addicts. That's why we're here, to reproduce and produce more of us. Everything else is window dressing. Okay, in Wisconsin, Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Brett Blome, who's 38 years old, was arrested on child pornography charges after he uploaded 27 videos and images through the messaging app Kik, spelled K-I-K. And there was a criminal complaint expected to be filed today. And he apparently was doing this last October and November. And I don't get it. I just flat out don't get what the attraction is of child pornography or child sex. And I don't want to get it. I'm not seeking understanding here. When it comes to adults, I'm very easygoing. You know, whatever you want to do with five other adults and an English sheepdog in the privacy of your own home is your own business. But when it comes to children, I have some very primitive instincts that kick in, of which I am absolutely proud. Children are to be protected, nurtured, educated, supported, and all those other good things that will turn them into decent adults with a bright future. That's what children are for. It's not this other stuff. And I just get so angry over that stuff. We've got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die.
We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here, and I just got an email responding to my comment about polar bears and walruses up there in the Arctic, saying that I left out the seals, but, you know, the seals work for the Navy, so I guess they're off limits. Okay, this next story has really annoyed me, and I think it's going to annoy you. Over in Denmark, the Danish Ethics Council has recommended giving children as young as 10 years old the opportunity to legally change their gender. And the idea is the change of certificate of health assurance will help combat gender dysphoria, which is those who feel uncomfortable with their assigned gender at birth. I mean, we're talking 10 years old. 10-year-olds. Now, it's just a paperwork change as far as this article is concerned. They're not talking about, you know, medications and surgery. But I think if you look at 10-year-olds, children that age group, they're uncomfortable about a lot of things and not just their gender. You know, they can say, okay, you're a girl now. That's not going to cure their angsts. It really, really is not. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. We're coming up on the top of the hour when we're going to open up the phone lines here. A former Goldman Sachs executive, unnamed, has bought Jeffrey Epstein's Upper East Side mansion for $51 million. That's $35 million below the asking price. And the funds, $51 million, will be sent to the victim's restitution fund. So there's a little bit of help for the victims of the pedophile. Not so much help for the victims of the blackmail, but that's something else entirely. Getting into the science and technology news, this is a really, really good idea. It's not original. We've seen this in science fiction books before. But NASA is looking for a way to explore Saturn's moon Titan, which I think is a good idea. There could very well be truly alien life swimming around those methane pools, and they're designing a spacecraft, a nuclear-powered quadcopter, to explore the atmosphere and surface. It's called the Dragonfly, and they want to send a sample return mission that would refuel itself using the liquid methane harvested from Titan's surface. I mean, there's a lot of hydrocarbons out there in the gas giants. You know, if we could get a fleet of tankers going from here to Jupiter and back, we wouldn't have to fight wars for oil anymore. Okay, story coming on out. This is from Time Magazine, that Mars apparently has much more water than previously known, locked up in those ice caps. It was presumed that Mars was a desert world, and for the most part it is, but it's got a lot more water than previously thought. And that means, you know, the idea of a permanent Mars colony is not all that remote. And I remember one of my favorite pictures from the Viking missions was the day that it snowed near the lander. Now, it wasn't water snow. It was a mixture of carbon dioxide and water. But still, it was nice. I used it for a Christmas card that year. We have to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, area code 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.